You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I guess San Francisco is back in the news again in terms of their public nudity. There's going to be an ordinance that I guess city lawmakers are scheduled to vote on this week, hopefully prohibiting nudity in most public places. I guess this is going to be a ban on anybody over 5 years old. To prevent them from, I guess, exposing their quote-unquote genitals, perineum, or anal region on any public street, sidewalk, street median, parklet, or plaza. They are also not supposed to be displaying public nudity while using public transit. This is going to be, I guess, City Supervisor Scott Wiener's proposal. Yep. His last name is Wiener. But he's I guess, against the nude ban. Maybe it's because he doesn't want people reminded of his last name. Okay, sorry. The first offense would carry a maximum penalty of a $100 fine. Prosecutors would have the authority to charge a third violation as a misdemeanor, punishable by up to a $500 fine and a year in jail. They say exemptions will be made. At street fairs and parades, such as the city's annual Gay Pride event and the Folsom Street Fair, which celebrates, I guess, sexual subcultures and sadomasochism. Really? Is there a fair where is everybody in, like, leather and doggy collars? Is that what that's about? Mr. Wiener said he resisted introducing the ordinance. This is being reported, I think, by ABC. Is this ABC News? Yeah. Boy, I love the play on words. Wiener said he resisted introducing the ordinance but felt compelled to act after constituents complained about the naked men who gather in a small Castro Plaza most days and sometimes walk the streets, according to ABC News, all natural. He persuaded his colleagues last year to pass a law requiring a cloth be placed between public seating and naked tushies. Yet complaints have continued. Please don't tell me that's a freedom of speech thing. Honestly, it is a public health issue. You cannot have a bare perineum or anus on something that a little child will sit and drop his ice cream cone on. Now, I know some of you are like, well, if you drop your ice cream cone, I mean, you know, then they should throw it out. What if mom's not looking? You know, when you were a kid, you dropped something, you immediately picked it up and stuck it in their mouth. Can you imagine how disgusting that is? Listen, I think Gay Pride is wonderful. All my friends that are gay, none of them have ever, though, wanted to walk around publicly naked. So I'm a little confused as to what's going on. I mean, whether you're gay or straight, most people don't really want to walk around publicly naked. But personally, I don't think anybody straight, heterosexual, bisexual, transgender should actually have E. coli transmitted easier on public benches or public facilities. Okay? If not, they need to wipe off their seat. Right? I think we all should. Same thing. I mean, if I ever spit accidentally, if I speak or sneeze and a loogie or a booger falls on the seat, I usually clean it off. All right? Luckily I've never been naked on public transit, so that hasn't been an issue. All right. Apparently, he says, I don't think having some guys taking their clothes off and hanging out 7 days a week at Castro and Market Street is really what San Francisco is about. I think it's a caricature of what San Francisco is about. They say the ban, of course, has produced outrage as well as a lawsuit. No shock there. 24 people disrobed last week in front of City Hall and marched around the block. Tourists, even high school students on a field trip, looked at that and thought it was funny. One person was walking around naked in sunglasses and hiking boots. McCray Wimpset. He's 37 years old. He understands that residents do not prefer to see body modifications or sex enhancement devices that were sported by some of the cast or nudists, but he says the prohibition is going to prevent San Francisco from still staying weird, quote unquote. A few lewd exhibitionists are really ruining it for the rest of us. It's my time to come out now and present myself in a light and show what true nudity is all about. No, you don't have to. Please get dressed. Please. Listen, when I was in medical school, there was a beach, a nude beach. Now, this nude beach was very fascinating to us in medical school. Lake Tahoe is about, I'm trying to think how many miles, 40, 50 miles from our campus, depending on how you get to it. And so Lake Tahoe, because, you know, Reno is right on the border of California and Nevada. And Lake Tahoe has some phenomenal landscaping. You got the mountains, you got the trees, you got the lake. The lake's cold, but you got the lake nonetheless. Well, there was a cove, I forget what it's called, where there was actually a nude beach. And you'd have to probably hike a mile down into the terrain to get to this cove. And I went with a friend of mine, and it was the most phenomenal beach I have ever been on. You're surrounded by mountains. It was like, what was that movie where it's that old 50s movie? I don't think it was From Here to Eternity, where they kind of bury themselves in the sand. I guess it was something like that scene. You're surrounded by mountains. You're on beautiful sand. And, of course, it was a nude beach. There were people there that were nude. Not everybody there was nude, though. We just liked it because it was the only beach we could get to that was that beautiful and secluded in Lake Tahoe. I stayed dressed. I did not want to disrobe because I didn't want to scare all the, you know, birds and the fishies. Yet the people who were nude, it wasn't like a parade or a, hey, look at me. It was, you didn't even think they were stripped. They, you know, just did their thing. They lied there in the sun. Some of them kind of walked around. They walked around nude. One guy, I remember, tucked it in because he didn't want to get a melanoma, and I commended him for that because I'm like, you know, we just learned, you know, skin cancer in medical school. I was like, good job there. If you don't put sunscreen on it, tuck it in. Beautiful. But, you know, for the most part, it was just, okay, you know, we're just going to, you know, do our thing. And people were pretty calm about it. So I don't have a problem with nude beaches until people want to be like, okay, look at me. And I guess I, you know, not wipe down the seats. Don't go away. We're going to be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 21st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,726.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,769.50, $884.75 for a half ounce, or $442.37 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,769.50, $884.75, and $442.37.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at LongLifeFood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter at the Dr. Dahlia Show, and, of course, Twitter on Dr. Dahlia. All right, so I'm looking at this here. I guess there's a company that is going to be looking into producing oral insulin. Now, many of you diabetics can't stand taking insulin because it has to be injected into you. We don't have any oral insulin, but I guess Biocon Ltd., which is India's top listed biotech company, has signed an agreement with Bristol Myers Squibb company in the U.S. to partner up and I guess license its oral insulin drug program. Bristol Myers can choose to assume full responsibility for the development of the drug called IN-105 if its mid-stage trial is successful. Biocon has been looking to partner the drug for nearly 2 years, said it would receive a license fee as well as payments and royalties based on commercial sales of the drug outside India. Will retain the rights of IN-105 in India. Not really too sure what the whole relationship is. I guess one has the patent, the other is going to do the development. Currently, there are no insulin tablets available. Okay, patients with diabetes who need insulin usually have to inject it. All right. Pfizer had apparently earlier in the year scrapped a deal to sell injectable insulin products made by Biocon. The shares apparently have rose, though, for Biocon 4% once this news hit. Now, what would this entail? When is it coming on the market? I don't know. All we're talking about right now is the financial hookup of these two companies and what could possibly be coming around the bend. As far as I'm concerned, if they do come up with an oral type insulin, that would make our life so much easier in terms of diabetes. You know, many of you don't even take your insulin right. You don't keep it cool. You don't shake it up. And it's not to blame. I wouldn't take insulin correctly either. You know, it's very hard to schlep your insulin around. And for those of you that have to take it 3-4 times a day, why do you think the once-a-day injection insulins like Landis became so popular? Insulin is a pain in the butt. It always has been. So the only problem is insulin has been around for decades. They've never been able to make an oral. So I'm not getting too excited about the clinical trials in this one, because if oral insulin could have been on the market, it would have. Now, that's not to say it can't occur in the future. I'm dying to see what the technology is behind it and how they'd be able to do this, where it's an adequate form. Remember, I mean, with insulin, it's an art. You know, your sugar goes up. You know, let's say you're on a sliding scale, depending on when your sugar is, we tell you to take a certain amount of insulin. There's even insulin pumps that, you know, depend on where your blood sugar is, it knows what to inject. I mean, remember, with insulin, you're trying to mimic your pancreas, and nothing that man could make could mimic something as extraordinary as a pancreas. Your pancreas picks up sensors, sees what's going on with the sugar, and then will shoot off just the right amount of insulin. Now, many people with diabetes, their pancreas is kind of screwing up. Or their pancreas is working fine, but the insulin is far few between, or the insulin has resistance. And we've talked about that with diabetes. So if they're able to come up with an oral form, can we use it for type 1 diabetics? Could we use it for strictly insulin-dependent diabetics? Could we use it for diabetics that are on multiple oral medications? I'm excited about them pursuing this because I can't tell you how many of my diabetics are on 4 different diabetic oral hypoglycemic drugs to avoid insulin. And those drugs are pretty expensive. So as far as I'm concerned, you know, go for it, and all the power to you. It's just, why couldn't we have done oral insulin thus far? So we'll see. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Another study has come out discussing how rhesus monkeys will benefit from swallowing parasitic pig worm eggs. Now, we talked about a study similar to this a while back, where worms or their eggs can help keep your gut healthy and avoid the inflammatory response that occurs with Crohn's disease and colitis. Okay? Apparently, many humans don't appear to have worms like helminths in their human intestinal tract as they once did. Okay? There are parasitic bugs and parasitic worms that we would pick up when we would eat, especially in third world countries. And these things prevent us from a lot of the bowel disorders that we have in our nice, fancy schmancy, developed country. And so what they may have to do is, for those of us in the industrialized world, we may have to go back and start swallowing worms or eggs. All right? So this study is looking at how they found that they were able to decrease the colitis-type symptoms or the Crohn's-type symptoms in 5 young rhesus monkeys. These monkeys were diagnosed with idiopathic chronic diarrhea. Idiopathic means they really don't know how the hell it's happening. And then chronic diarrhea is diarrhea that happens again and on and on and on. All right? Now, what do you have to do? Do you have to mix it with water, mix it with juice? They haven't told us. Okay, how they did it with the monkeys is completely different how they would have to do it with humans. All right? But I don't think a suppository would work. I think we need to actually consume the worms. Again, this isn't out yet, but it's something that's been entertained now in the medical field, because as we get cleaner and cleaner and antimicrobial in nature, we're killing off things that really help our bowels and really help our body. So it's going to have to be a very, very strange type of thinking that we're going to have to adopt to re-sully ourselves. I mean, that's what the whole probiotic thing is. You know, they make it sound, oh, probiotics. Okay, bugs. You're basically eating bacteria. All right, but they call it probiotics because people love the word antibiotic. So then fine, probiotic. You know, it's in yogurt and things like that, so it's tolerable. But a lot of times we need to replenish a lot of the crap that we're cleaning out that needs to be there. We talked about the appendix many times on this show. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, how the appendix, we believe, actually does have a use. People think the appendix we could take out, no big deal, no use, because people who have their appendix taken out do fine. But scientists have discovered the appendix actually does probably have a very significant use. It's not a useless remnant appendage. Basically, the appendix is a tubular type structure that kind of hangs out in the right part of the colon. Well, this tubular-like structure that does attach to the colon, from what we believe, injects bacteria. It houses billions upon billions of bacteria in its canal. And it'll inject it into the body when the body does not appear to have enough natural bacteria. That's what we believe the appendix does. So, pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There's a story I want to talk about before we go on break and get your calls. This is kind of interesting. Scientists think that they have found a gene that predicts the time of day we will die. Now, many of us don't like thinking about this. I think it's all in God's hands as well. But researchers have found a molecule near a gene called period one that has adenine and guanine. When we look at DNA, you have your nucleic acids. And scientists have found a gene variation that they believe affects the human body clock such that it could even predict the time of day when an individual most likely died. Now, we're not talking about, all right, February 14th, 2020, God forbid. They're talking about time of day when a person is more likely to die. Now, what time of day are more people likely to die of heart disease and stroke? Early morning. So researchers think they could use these findings to determine when heart or stroke patients should take their medication because it would then be most effective. I kind of disagree with that because it all depends on how you metabolize that medication. Just because you pop a pill doesn't mean it's going to be in your system right then and there. I mean, that have to time your creatinine clearance, how your liver metabolizes, etc. Anyway, the U.S. team discovered the gene variation accidentally when they were investigating the development of Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. They looked at sleeping patterns of 1,265-year-old healthy people that were given annual neurological and psychiatric assessments. They found a single molecule near a gene called period 1 that had at its base either an adenine or a guanine. All right. Now, they start to go into these. If you have two adenines, you had a 36% chance, they start to go into the kind of the genetic analysis of these. And when I took genetics, the DNA, it was fascinating. It just is a little confusing. And I don't like to talk about it on air because you start to kind of stumble over your nucleic acids. But in a nutshell, depending on if you have two A's or two G's, okay? Basically, they say those with the AA or AG genotype die just before 11 a.m. on average. But those with the GG genotype tended to die before 6 p.m. So if our biological clock can also tell us when we're more inclined to die, I would just go to bed and go to sleep. I'd like to skip that part of the night. Don't go away. 1-877, Dr. Alec. Hey everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, N-O-V-A-J-O-I-N-T.com, and love how you feel.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our SuperTuck Deluxe or MiniTuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don.
Hi, this is...
Hello? Oh, big thanks to Don working the dials. Please follow us on Twitter at DrDahlia.com, DrDahlia.com. And, of course, you could follow us on Facebook at The Dr. Dahlia Show. We have been in New Orleans for a talk radio conference, talk show boot camp. It was a phenomenal trip. Unfortunately, many of you had called in and had to call in on our answer line. So we're going to get to a couple of those calls right now, answer your questions that we missed when we were out of town. So let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
You're talking about sciatic nerve problems. There's also, I was told there's another affliction that is about the same as that, and I was just wondering if you could tell me what that was.
If we're talking about sciatic nerve, the closest condition to sciatic nerve would probably be the piriformis. syndrome. We talk about the piriformis muscle and piriformis syndrome. To me, I think it causes sciatic pain. Sometimes they call it like a pseudo sciatica, but your piriformis muscle is kind of located in the buttock area and it kind of surrounds the sciatic nerve. So if the piriformis muscle gets irritated or inflamed, it could then irritate the sciatic nerve. And what's interesting about this is rather than it being nerve pinching, it's a muscle type of spasm. And so usually this piriformis muscle kind of helps rotate the hip and turns the leg and foot outward, and it runs diagonally. It runs diagonally in the hip, starting from the buttock area. So the sciatic nerve is obviously very close by to it. So when people have a spasm of that, many times we will ice the area. It's kind of tough because that muscle is pretty deep, but some doctors will recommend some physical therapy. Some will actually even consider injections. Sometimes we could do corticosteroid injections to get in there. Sometimes we'll use like electrical stimulation. I've even heard of Botox being used. I've rarely seen surgery done for piriformis muscle spasm. Many times muscle relaxants or anti-inflammatories work, but the piriformis syndrome is probably the closest thing out there to sciatica, to true sciatica, because it causes the sciatic nerve to be irritated and go into pain. So that's why we probably consider that the pseudo sciatica. Although honestly, I think the pain is really real. I hate using the term pseudo. Pseudo makes it sound like it's not as bad. Honestly, piriformis syndrome can be pretty bad. All right, great questions. Let's go on here. This is kind of interesting. USA Today is reporting that an Iowa man is possibly failing jail time, facing jail time, because he pulled a gun on two men who were sexually assaulting his friend. He's a handyman and electronics installer who believes his friend was being sexually assaulted. She was at a bar getting drunk. It was her birthday, 52-year-old woman. I guess they were giving free shots if it was your birthday. I guess she leaves the bar before he does. He's just hanging out at the bar from what I understand. She leaves. He, I think she makes it to her house, but a couple guys from the bar follow her. He ends up seeing that they're on top of her. All right. He goes in, grabs a gun, puts, and then starts screaming at them, telling them to get off her, etc. And from what we understand now, he is possibly in trouble for, quote unquote, illegally detaining them, accused of assaulting and unlawfully imprisoning the men. Police were called. The woman apparently doesn't remember anything. So she's supposed to give a statement. And from what we understand, she can't really protect her friend that's getting arrested because she has no idea what was going on. She doesn't even remember the assault. I think her blood alcohol level was a 0.158. They think maybe she also took in some cocaine, maybe also some date rape drug. They aren't sure what had happened to her, but she doesn't remember much. Unfortunately, he believes he did the right thing. He tried to stop the assault, which is good for him, by using a gun. The problem is you're not supposed to pull a gun on a person and be able to walk away from it. Apparently, there are laws that prevent us from doing it. I mean, you would think there should be something that should protect us. If you are stopping a crime, but you have the primary witness, can't remember anything that's going on. So these two men are saying they were doing nothing to her, and this guy just pulled a gun on him. And now you have two against one. Pretty scary stuff. Pretty scary stuff. You just hope that karma kicks in, because if this guy really did help stop a rape, good for him, and hopefully somebody up above is going to protect him. But I don't know if the law is going to. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Let's go back to the phone lines and hear what you guys have to ask. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, Doc, I suffered from hemorrhoids and had a rectal fissure. I used the nitroglycerin ointment for the fissure. It did not work. What I did find that worked, 99% improvement, was soaking consistently in lots of Epsom salt and warm water. Could you comment on that?
Well, yeah, warm water. Those are called sitz baths. Absolutely. With hemorrhoids, sitz baths are great. Honestly, the nitroglycerin ointment or treatment, I have to be honest with you, I don't prescribe a lot. Usually for hemorrhoids, I'll prescribe the Anusol suppositories that have the steroid in them. Basically, y'all know what hemorrhoids are, right? That's where you have the outpooching of a vein. Basically, you have veins that surround the anus and rectum. So you could have internal and external hemorrhoids. And the veins have little valves in the veins that end up collapsing, either from sitting on that part of the area too much, or overstraining with constipation, or giving birth, etc. And hemorrhoids are extremely common, just people don't like to talk about them. And when the veins collapse, because the valves collapse, you have a pooling of blood. Sometimes they thrombose, and you have thrombosed hemorrhoids, which we have to actually lance, and black gelatin type substance comes out because it's a blood clot. We've had to do that in the ER multiple times. Sometimes they'll just shrink. And in the olden days, we called them piles, and we just push them back up and in there. We just push them up and in there, and many times they would stay. We also told you to eat more fiber to try not to strain when you poop, because when you do strain, you push them down. The nitroglycerin appears to I think, help more the fissures, the tearing, more so than hemorrhoids, per se. And so it kind of increases blood flow, it causes vasodilation, etc. For hemorrhoids, to shrink them, I preferred more the using like the steroid cream. And I'm sorry if some of you are trying to eat lunch or breakfast or dinner at this time when you're listening to the show. But here's the problem. Many of you will just treat yourselves with these suppositories. You'll go to the doctor, ask for repeats, refills, etc. And, if they bleed or you continue to get them, I really urge you getting evaluated for something a little higher up. You know, many of you ask me, all right, Dr. Dahlia, what are the early signs of colon cancer? Well, many times you don't see early signs of colon cancer. Okay, late signs could be heavy bleeding, bowel obstruction, weight loss, etc. And that's not when you want to discover colon cancer. But an early sign of colon cancer could be something as simple as you being constipated, or you having diarrhea, or you having hemorrhoids, whether they bleed or not. Because if you have a mass and you have to push hard to get the stool around that mass, then you could force and have a hemorrhoid. So just because you have a hemorrhoid, I can't tell you it's because of childbirth or you being a truck driver or you being constipated or you having a mass. We don't know. So I urge everybody to get their colon cancer screens. But if you have bleeding, insurance has to cover an evaluation by a colonoscopy. So I'm glad you kind of brought that up, because we don't really talk about nitroglycerin ointment, but basically it kind of helps with the blood flow and should help with the fissures. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead Supplement Store Whey Protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Starting Thursday, November 22nd at midnight through Monday, November 26th, you can save 25 to 30% on the Black Friday specials. Give the gift of food security. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR emergency water filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget, we are planning on going to Alaska next summer. It's going to be a phenomenal trip. Go to my website at drdahlia.com to book a cabin. All right, so it looks like teenagers are really falling for these protein shakes, and more are using them. And we're also seeing a pretty large percentage of these teenagers also using steroids. Now, according to a self-reported survey being reported by ABC News, according to Teen Boys and Girls, 35% say they've used protein powders and shakes. 6% admitted to using steroids. And these are people admitting it. This is according to a study from the University of Minnesota in Minneapolis. They said boys appear to be more at risk of that type of behavior than girls. Now, protein supplements shouldn't be that bad. Okay. I have an issue with protein supplements when I start to see my teenagers in practice have protein in the urine. I get a little nervous because it could be taxing the kidneys. And so we do a creatinine clearance. We do a 24-hour protein, and I've had to take many kids off their protein shakes. But many of these kids, the reason why they're doing it is they're trying to bulk up. They're trying to use enhancing products. Okay, now, this is nothing new, all right, nothing new. I mean, you know, women used to do anorexia and bulimia. Some boys, very rarely in the male gender, but still, boys and girls, you know, try anorexia, bulimia, etc., and then to bulk up, go for the protein and go for the steroids. I mean, this was nothing new. I mean, you could tell who did steroids in my high school because I always had back acne. I mean, and a lot of it. Do we have an issue here with people where people are really dissatisfied with their body? Do we have body dysmorphic disorder? Or is it just that's what everybody's doing and everyone's trying to look good? When we talk about body dysmorphic disorder, I don't like it when I see that term used inappropriately to me as a physician. I think body dysmorphic disorder is where you look damn good. I mean, there is nothing really wrong with you, and you think you're ugly or you're fat and you need to change things. Whereas I think it's very normal for our teens to think they're overweight and because of peer pressure try to look like the most popular kids. That's a very normal type of teenage response. Unfortunately, it could lead to unhealthy behaviors like anorexia, bulimia, steroids, drug use, etc. But I mean, it's not uncommon for kids to look up to the head cheerleader or the quarterback and want to look like them. No shock there. But we don't want to, as clinicians or as parents or grandparents, be naive to think that our kids may not have an underlying psychological disorder and they'll just never think they look good. I mean, me, no matter how skinny I was, I never thought I was skinny. I always thought I had to lose 20 pounds, always. You know, and I remember being extremely thin just because I didn't have a lot of money. I didn't have a lot of time to eat. I just was so busy. And I remember just, I mean, really getting tiny. And I never thought I was tiny. I never thought it was tiny at the time. And you look at pictures and I go, oh, my gosh, really? You know, I never wore mini skirts. I always wore turtlenecks. I just always covered myself up. I just thought I never was thin. Somebody could say, oh, well, do you have an inferiority complex or body dysmorphic disorder? No, it's just I'm a bigger boned girl. I mean, I got size 10 feet. There is no way I was ever going to be a size 2. So for me to be a size 7 was pretty darn thin of me. And it was good enough because it was a 7. I was a size 7. I wasn't a 5 or a 3. So, if you notice your kids are starting to go towards a protein powder or shakes, even though it's just a shake, keep an eye on them. All right, because that could be the start of something a little deeper. And make sure you check your kids for protein in the urine. Now, somebody could argue, well, look, if there's protein in the urine, that means your kidneys are dumping out the extra protein they don't need. Well, true. That's the design of the kidney. That's the purpose of the kidney and the job of the kidney, to excrete what you don't need so it doesn't still circulate in your blood. My problem with that is how do you know it's too much protein they're taking in versus an actual kidney problem? A sign of kidney disease is dumping protein in the urine. Now, we've talked about that. A way you could tell if you have too much protein in the urine is sometimes your urine will be really bubbly. As you urinate, it bubbles. Protein will bubble kind of like heated egg whites. So if, but those are for people with very, very heavy protein in the urine. But bubbly protein or bubbly urine is a sign of too much protein. So my recommendation is when your kids go in for their sports physicals or their school physicals, have the doctor run a urine test or the nurse practitioner or PA, have them run the urine test. Okay, they run the urine test, great. All right, if there is protein, then the doctor is probably going to have to run a 24-hour urine protein. Now, some of you will say, well, just tell them to stop the protein shakes. Yes, you can. Absolutely. That's probably cheaper and easier, but I don't trust your kids into stopping the protein shakes. All right, I would like to still see, do we have an underlying kidney problem? And they do a 24-hour urine. They collect the urine over a day. You drop it off at the lab, and then you can see how the kidneys are functioning. If the kidneys look weak, you show the kids that. You say no more protein shakes. If the kidneys are fine and the amount of protein that they're putting in their body is still well below the level that would raise red flags, then maybe those protein shakes aren't hurting. So it's just a thought. Keep an eye on that. You know, we talk about calories a lot. And we talk about the holidays. And what do we have coming up that is phenomenal? We have Thanksgiving. I cannot wait. I love Thanksgiving. Yeehaw! So as we go into Thanksgiving, we need to watch our calories because this is when we start to pile on the calories. Now, a study last week came out saying how just alcohol alone is adding a huge amount of caloric intake to our day. Of course, beer, liquor, could add on more calories than we think. But they say the average American contributes at least 100 extra calories a day just by drinking a little bit of alcohol. Imagine those who drink more. Now, the federal dietary guidelines, according to WebMD, recommends no more than 5 to 15% of total calories your whole day from solid fats or added sugar. Well, alcohol could actually provide 16% of your daily calories. And that's without you eating bread, you eating sugar, anything like that. So they say a 12-ounce beer, that's 150 calories. One 5-ounce glass of wine, 5 ounces, not the big glasses. 5 ounces, 120 calories. A shot, a 1.5-ounce shot, 100 calories. So I used to bartend. I know mixing drinks. A lot of you will get a shot and a half. Then you throw in a mixer like some soda. You could easily have close to a 400-calorie drink. Now, we all knew that when we were younger, we'd skip dinner so that the drink would kick in and would get less calories. That's how, you know, we watched our weight, which is stupid, but that's what we did when we were younger. But we start to forget. For some reason, we forget that our drinks provide a lot of calories. So our suggestions is to watch, of course, what you put in your body. They say men drink more beer than other types of alcohol. A beer accounted for most of the calories drunk per day by men. Women over 60 took in the least alcoholic calories, according to a study by the National Health and Nutritional Examination Survey. They say young men aged 20 to 29 averaged close to 200 calories a day. No shock there. Among women, beer, wine, liquor contributed nearly equally to the daily alcoholic calories count. Women kind of, spread it out a little bit. So, you know, my recommendation is just realize you got the calories. Eggnog. All right, we're going to talk about this in the next hour. Eggnog. Some of your eggnog could be almost 350 calories, people. It's a lot of calories. Don't go away. 1-877 Doc Deli.
Take me down. Take me down. Take me down. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, cold, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com and like us on Facebook.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids. Sun Oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple. With the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.